Good afternoon. Thanks for joining us today. This is the Grossmont College Concert Band, and we're not at Grossmont College because there isn't such a facility on that campus. Hopefully there will be someday soon, but in any case, we're indebted to Steel Canyon High School and band director Jeff Cooper for having us here today in this great facility, and thanks again for coming. I think you'll enjoy the concert. That was Kirkpatrick Fanfare by Andrew Boyson, and you might have heard the strains of Danny Boy in that piece as we played it. We are now going to play for you from The Legend of Alcobaça, and one of the reasons I programmed this piece is because, of course, 2 days from now is Halloween, and so I've included a few seasonal repertoire items on the program. And so this is not exactly Halloween music, but it's kind of macabre and grotesque. So we have added it on the program, and I have to tell you about this piece, or it just won't make any sense at all, and it's kind of an involved story, so you'll have to forgive me for just a moment here. And I'm going to kind of try to paraphrase what's in my score here, because if I read it to you, I don't know if it'll come across very well. But anyway, there's this king, and this is back in the 14th century Portugal. Dom Pedro is the son of Alfonso IV. So Alfonso IV is the king. Dom Pedro is the son. Well, as is customary back in those days, in royalty and so forth, the king has to marry off his son. So he does this, and after the son is married, he falls in love with another woman. And, yes. And her name is the beautiful Inez de Castro, who is also one of the ladies-in-waiting of his wife. So that's a problem. And in any case, they have this wonderful little relationship, and even children, which is, of course, a little bit hard for the king to take. So he banishes her to Santa Clara. And hopefully, you know, get her away, maybe this will stop. But no, oh no, Dom Pedro carries on this love affair for some time. Well, finally, the king's advisors relent on him, and he has her killed, has Santa Clara, or excuse me, Inez, she's at Santa Clara, has her killed. So time goes on. Of course, Dom Pedro is absolutely devastated by this. Time goes on, and he, in turn, kills his father. And then, after that, he exhumes the body of his dead lover and marches her through Portugal and coronates her as his dead queen. So it's a little bit, it's an interesting little story, but it's quite a powerful piece of music. And we're going to have some narration, actually, by one of our members, Suzanne Gaba, and she's going to actually start us with the setting